Layoffs and decreased work hours are pushing many to the brink of homelessness as they fall behind in their rent or mortgage. According to Dorothy Brody, a financial resource coordinator for the Hebron House of Hospitality in Waukesha, her ringing phone is a sign of troubled times.
I'm getting a lot more calls now. Unfortunately, a lot of the people are calling and have never called before, and they're calling. They're in a desperate situation. If I can't help them, is there any other resource in the community that they can go to, you know, because they've never done this before?
Brody's nonprofit is one of 66 who will collectively receive over $4.6 million in federal and state funding through the state's Critical Assistance Program. Marty Evanson oversees the program as director of the Bureau of Supportive Housing for the Department of Commerce. He says for those on the edge, there's a long list of ways critical assistance money can help.
Rental assistance and security deposit, first last month's rent for a person who is homeless, set them up in a new location. The dollars can also be used to do a foreclosure rescue. If someone needs a couple of payments to be able to stay in their house, those dollars can be used in that fashion as well.
Evanson says while each nonprofit will determine the finer details of how it distributes the funding, to qualify, a recipient must be at risk of homelessness and make no more than 50% of the county median income. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.